went low, and that's been 25 years ago.
Uh-huh. Jared, do very much hunting?
Well, like I told you, I fox hunted mm-hmm. pretty good while, and then just before I got disabled mm-hmm. to hunt, I started quail hunting. Uh-huh. And I had lots of fun, killed lots of birds, and had some good bird dogs, but mm-hmm. I got to where I couldn't walk, so I got sold all my bird dogs, and I had my little gun up there. Mm-hmm. I bought me. When they come out with that, that's the first thing we got in the hardware store in Coffin. Mm-hmm. And it didn't go over 5 pounds. Mm-hmm. But I done got to where they were, the gun was heavy in them. So I bought it. Uh-huh. And I used it, I don't know, 10 years. Mm-hmm. Before I got to where I couldn't walk nowhere.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of game would you have around here?
Well, we got you in the bird line, or
I hunt birds and ground.
We never quail and dove. Mm-hmm. Is all we ever hunted. Mm-hmm. Of course, we got squirrels, rabbits, possums, mm-hmm. and coons.
What kinds of different squirrels do you have?
Well, cat squirrel and fox squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Is a cat squirrel a gray squirrel?
Well, he's a grayish brown, sort of. And a fox squirrel, you know, they come in all colors. Mm-hmm. They red, gray, white, nearly. Mm-hmm. Black, I've seen one coal black. You see? And we had a few. I guess, well, I know we did, because my son-in-law come one day and went out there in the pasture hunting a little bit, and he killed something that I didn't know I was. Mm-hmm. But I looked him up in the encyclopedia, and it was a chipmunk.
Uh-huh.
We got a few of them. They're just like a cat squirrel, only they're not as long, and they got a brown streaks on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know they're not too many around here.
No, they're rare. Mm-hmm. But they were some, and still is, I guess, because he killed, he'd kill one of them. Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Mr. McClendon. He said that he found one time. It was so strange, he kept it in a cage for a while. He just kept it because...
Then we got what they call a flying squirrel. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're not fitting for anything. Mm-hmm. I don't guess.
What kinds of birds would you have around here in the woods?
Wild birds.
Mm-hmm. Any kind.
Well, we got lots of pond guineas. Mm-hmm. We got what we call a cowbird. They was imported in here, I guess, from somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know, they got numerous the last few years. Mm-hmm. Then we got
someone up the road that was sitting on top of a cow's head. He was just standing there on top of the cow's head.
Yeah, they walk about on. Mm-hmm. What they really do is they stay with them cows, and when they graze and the bug gets up, they get him. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. They say they don't eat a thing but an insect. Mm-hmm. And they're a fine thing. Mm-hmm. We got them, and we got the regular mockingbirds, and thrashers, and redbirds, mm-hmm. bluebirds, jaybirds, catbirds, mm-hmm. ravens, what we call a buzzard. Mm-hmm. Now, they're not as many as we have had. They're not as numerous. And then we got the crow, mm-hmm. the rain crow.
What would be the difference between a crow and a rain crow?
Well, now, a rain crow is something you seldom see, mm-hmm. but he's a little brownish-gray bird that you just hollers, I don't know, seldom, like, we always call him a rain crow. Mm-hmm. Of course, a crow, he's just mm-hmm. a pretty good-sized black bird, about the size of these cowbirds.
Mm-hmm. Do you have birds that might hang around dead trees or might kill trees?
Kill trees, yeah, we got a few woodpeckers. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether they kill trees or not, but they live in dead trees, which we don't have. Mm-hmm. They're almost gone. Mm-hmm. But they used to have lots of them when they had a lot of dead trees around. Mm-hmm. That's what you call a redhead or a woodpecker.